Sanctuary Forest is a land and water trust whose mission is to, quote, conserve the Mattole River watershed and surrounding areas for wildlife habitat and aesthetic, spiritual, and intrinsic values in cooperation with our diverse community, end quote. On Saturday, July 20th, Sanctuary Forest will host an easy hike for children ages 3 to 6 and their families to learn about native plants, aquatic animals, and restoration work while they can play in the Mattole River. The free hike program will include plant identification, a study of macro aquatic invertebrates, and other hands-on activities. April Newlander has been with Sanctuary Forest since 2015 and serves as their executive director. Newlander described the free hike for kids, led by Eric and Victoria Schaefer, this Saturday morning along the Mattole River.
We have done a couple of kids hikes in the past, but hadn't done them for several years. I have a seven-year-old, and now my son will be four next month. And while I thought all of our hikes were really great, I thought they didn't really target children. And so we have been excited to bring kids and their families out to educate kids. And what we're going to be doing on Saturday is meeting at the Whitethorn School at 10 a.m. And we take a little hike through a redwood forest down to the river. So it's really neat to see the kids kind of in awe about the really large redwood trees in the forest. And they all get a chance to join hands and hug the tree. And then we go down to the river. They get to learn about the salmon that are oversummering in the Mattole River and how important it is to have water in the streams for them, because they need that habitat to get big and fat so they can go back out to the ocean to swim. And so what we usually do is go down there, and Eric and Victoria Schaefer, who are our board members and also retired teachers from Whitethorn School, like to tell the kids to not throw any rocks in, to be really quiet. So when you first kind of walk up to the water's edge, you can sometimes see the little fish swimming around, and it's really special. The kids make a connection with that. And during this time of the year, the river is getting kind of low. So it is, you get to kind of see how little water is available in the river.
Newlander recommends bringing decent shoes, water, a packed lunch, mosquito deterrents, and hats. Swimsuits and towels are encouraged for those who would like to swim. Sanctuary Forest monitors the flow of water on the Mattole River. Newlander shared what has been observed on the Mattole this year.
You know, we got, I think it was about 8 inches of rain in May, which really has helped the flow. It is starting to get lower. The main stem in the Mattole still is, I don't know the gallons per minute, but we're not entered into forbearance because we do stream flow monitoring, and we inform the residents when the water gets too low to not take any more water out of this out of the river. And so it's doing better than it has in past years, I think, a little bit. But one thing that's really important to remember is we don't rely on snow melt in the Mattole River, so it's very flashy, and spring rains are what matter the most. So late spring rains, the more late spring rains that we get, is more important to maintaining that flow. And what has been happening with climate change is we have a much longer dry season that goes into, I mean, last year, I remember it was almost Thanksgiving that there was fires going and everybody's waiting for the rain. And so the later spring rains that we get, the more that that's sustained later in the summer. But it gets really dire in like September and October, where things start drying up. And that's why we try to do a lot of education with landowners about, again, not pumping from the river when the fish need it most. And so a lot of residents here in the Mattole Valley do practice storage and forbearance. They have water tanks, ponds, various ways to store water during the winter when there's a lot of water, and then being able to forbear from taking water in the creeks.
Sanctuary Forest's Water Forbearance Program is funded through grants from the Department of Water Resources and the Department of Fish and Wildlife, which help provide 50,000 gallons of water storage for landowners who agree not to store water during low river flows. Newlander described how anyone can see who is a part of Sanctuary Forest's Water Forbearance Program.
It is really amazing. If people drive out through the town of Whitethorn, there's bluefish, little cutouts of bluefish that people put at the end of their gate, and that is a demonstration that they're practicing storage and forbearance. And we started giving those bluefish to people that were in the grant-funded program, and a lot of neighbors were seeing them, and people wanted the bluefish. And so we've begun to extend those to people that do voluntarily practice storage and forbearance. So it has been a great outreach tool and, like you said, inspiring your neighbors. And then we also, like I said, we monitor the stream flow, so we keep a sign up at the Whitethorn Junction that informs residents of the flow, has a fish on the poster. So if the water level drops and you start to see the fish out of water, it really has amazing results. It's such a good outreach tool. We've had people come in and ask what they can do when they're running out of water and they want to help.
Sanctuary Forest has been working for 3 years to protect the Van Arken watershed as a conservation easement. Because of generous contributions to the preservation effort, Sanctuary Forest is now nearing completion of the Van Arken project.
Things did change a little bit, the structure of the project. It was going to be, we were trying to buy it in fee title, which means that we would own the property. But since we weren't able to come up with the money in the time frame that the landowner was wanting to sell, we have since transitioned into a conservation easement project. So we're talking to a conservation buyer who is interested in buying the whole Van Arken watershed, and then we would buy a conservation easement from them. And they are very supportive of all the same objectives that we initially had with the Van Arken project, which is doing sustainable forestry to restore forest health. A lot of the Van Arken watershed has been previously clear-cut, 50, 70 years ago. So there's a lot of kind of dense monoculture plantation-type forests out there that need to be thinned to restore forest health. And then there's a lot of really beautiful, intact, like mixed hardwood forests that we want to be able to preserve as for conservation values.
Over time, Newlander hopes to develop a public access community forest in the Van Arken conservation area.
And then another really interesting aspect of the project was the community forest part and being able to open it up for public access, for low impact recreation, and also educational purposes. And so that probably won't happen right away, but it is in the goals. An easement runs with the land forever, so we're going to include in the easement that we have the right to develop a community forest and public access, and like I said, limited public access and educational opportunities.
Sanctuary Forest has recently received quite a bit of financial support for the Van Arken project, which may ensure its success.
We also, since we started with the conservation easement project, we've gotten $1.5 million from the Wildlife Conservation Board Climate Adaptation and Resiliency Program, and then we just recently got $1.85 million from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife Proposition 1 Streamflow Enhancement Project, program. So together with all those funds, the foundation funds I was talking about, the public support, we're pretty much in a very good position to buy the conservation easement. So it's been very exciting, and I just want to thank all of our supporters out there because we've received a tremendous amount of community support, support throughout the Bay Area from a lot of our long-term supporters, and it's really just been amazing.
Executive Director April Newlander believes the preservation of forests like Van Arken will reduce global carbon levels and improve the health of local ecosystems.
You know, we're just in a unique position in this area to conserve these forests that, like I said, you know, redwoods sequester more carbon than any other tree on the planet. So they're so important to conserve and protect these forests. The Mattole watershed is on the southernmost edge of the temperate rainforest. And so it's a very important ecosystem. And again, with climate changes, we're seeing, we still get a lot of rain in the winter. But again, we have these longer dry seasons, which is contributing to the streams drying up, less fish habitat. You know, all the cimonid species are listed as threatened, and so it's important to try to restore that habitat and recover those species. And another really important reason is for wildlife and keeping lands, conservation lands, from becoming fragmented.
The free hike for young children this Saturday, July 20th, will commence at 10 a.m. at the Whitethorn Elementary School on Bryceland Thorn Road. For more information about Sanctuary Forest's hike program and conservation efforts, you can call 707-986-1087 or visit their website, sanctuaryforest.org. For KMUD News, I'm Tanya Horlick.